This is 9018 Cohen. All right, can you go ahead and tell me the letter you see, the picture, and one other thing that starts with that letter?
A, I see an apple, and I'm trying to think of what starts with A. Africa.
Perfect. All right. How about that one?
B, I see a boy and a box.
Nice.
C, I see cookies and color. D, I see a duck and dog. E, I see an elephant and everybody.
Perfect.
F, I see a fish and fly. G, I see a guitar and goat. H, I see a house and home. I see ice, iguana. J, I see a juice box, and jaguar. K, I see a key, and L, I see a plant and leg.
Can you think of another word for plant? What's just this
leaf?
One? Good job.
M, I see a monkey, moon. N, I see a nose and nostril. O, I see an orange and
you're doing some good thinking there.
This one's hard.
What color?
Orange.
Oh, that's true. I don't know if that was a bad example. How about, what about those orange monkeys? Do you know what those are called?
Orangutan? Mm-hmm. P, I see a plate and platypus. Q, I see a duck saying quack and quit. R, I see a crayon and ride. S, I see a spider and spin. T, I see a table and telescope. U, I see an umbrella and under. V, I see a vacuum and velociraptor. W, I see a watch, wish. X, I see an X-ray and
instrument that is called with an X?
I do. Well, I think I do. Xylophone?
Yeah, you got it.
Y, yogurt, yoga. Z, I see a zebra, Ziggy.
Perfect. All right, can you hit one of those buttons
Great
for
job.
Me?
Great job.
Jibo thought you did a good job, too. All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Wait for me to turn it.
Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6, 20. 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000. Oh. Math. 16.
Can you tell me the numbers? That
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Nice.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 equals 18. 21 divided by 3 equals 7?
Yeah. Wow, you went through that fast. All right, hit a button for me.
You're doing an awesome job.
All right. Now I want you to tell me what's on these pictures. So this is a bell.
Bell.
I'm on Linux.
Now there's two.
Two bells.
Perfect.
A bed?
This is a crib.
Crib. Two cribs. What is that?
This is a pite.
Pite. Two pites. Rock. Two rocks. Huh?
This is a foo.
Foo. Two foos. Toy.
This is a kel.
Kel. Two kels. Lamp.
We're gonna call it a light.
Light. Two light, or two lights.
Nice.
What is that?
This is a brib.
Brib, two bribs.
This is a yawk.
Yawk, two yawks. Shoe, two shoes. What?
This is a mip.
Mip, two mips. Donut. That looks like a donut.
It does. This is a smide.
Smide. Two smides.
This is a yag.
Yeah. Yag. Two yags. Bread.
We're gonna call this a snack.
Snack. Two snacks. Cup. Or mug.
Cup, you're right. Let's call it a cup.
Two cups. Boat.
We're gonna call it a ship.
Ship. Two ships. Bag.
Yep.
Two bags.
This is a skack.
Skack. Two skacks. Slide.
Perfect.
Two slides.
This is a dup.
Dup?
Mm-hmm.
Two dubs. Bell.
Oh my gosh, we're already back to the beginning. You're so fast. All right, you can hit another buzzer for me. Good work. All right. Now we're going to look at some pictures. I want you to just tell me about this picture.
Looks like there's a boy and a lion swimming in a river. Oh, no. In a boat on a river.
What do you think they're doing there?
Fishing.
Okay. What else do you see in the picture?
Fish. Flowers. A bug. A boat. I don't see anything else, really.
Would you get in a boat with a lion?
A boy. In a boat. Mm-hmm. Boy and a lion in a boat. And I don't see anything else.
Would you get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
He would eat me.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, I don't see anything else. This is me. I love paper airplanes. I see a paper airplane, a window, car, bed, sock, fish, book, dresser, cloud, and a boy, and a picture.
Did your room look like this?
It doesn't look like this, but paper airplane. I love paper airplanes.
What do you think he's doing?
Flying? Flying paper airplanes? Pillows. And cars. That's all I see.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No. Elephant? No, that's a squid. A girl with glasses, a light bulb, clipboard, mouse, book, test tubes, beaker, that's all I can name in this picture.
What do you think they're doing?
Testing?
What kind?
Chemistry?
If you were in a lab like this, what would you study?
Chemistry.
What kind of experiments would you do?
Explosives.
Do you think that's what she's doing, or do you think she's doing something else?
I think she's testing.
Do you see anything else in this picture?
A light bulb.
What about on these shelves?
Jars. And a plant. And I don't see anything else. Well, I also see a table right there.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
The squid is holding a pencil, which is unusual. Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
Okay. How about this one?
There's a giant radish, a fence, a girl, tons of more radishes, a shovel, a snail, clouds, and that's it.
What do you think she's doing?
Picking radishes?
Have you ever been somewhere like this?
Not picking radishes, but picking strawberries and apples.
What are these?
Snails.
What do you think they're doing in the garden?
Eating the radishes.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
That it looks like a sunny day.
Mm-hmm. What What is she wearing?
Clothes. I don't know what kind of clothes.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Nope.
Alright, you can hit a buzzer. Alright. Now we're gonna do some reading.
Yay. It was Bab's birthday, and she was excited to take a birthday surprise to school. Bab made cupcakes in a cookie bake oven to school as her surprise. Bab's mom helped her. Bab liked to frost the top. She spread yellow, pink, blue, green, and orange frosting on top of each treat. Bab liked orange the best. When it was time for Bab to go to school, she did not want to ride the bus. She did not want her surprise to squish. So Bab's mom drove her to school in the van. Bab felt very special. She was happy to share with her class. After lunch, the teacher said, "Class, it's time to sing for Bab's birthday." Mrs. Glad had Bab come to the front of the class. She got to sit in the chair with wheels as the class sang, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Bab, happy birthday to you." Bab smiled. She started passing out her treats and let each student pick one. Bab wanted to eat an orange one, so she set it on her desk. When she got to the last student, there were 3 cupcakes left. Fern said, "No, thank you. I wanted an orange one, but they're gone." Bab looked at the orange one on her desk. She thought, "I want to share my birthday. I will give the orange one to Fern." Bab gave Fern the orange cupcake and took a pink one for herself. Both girls smiled as they ate Bab's birthday surprise. Jaden loves football. He and his brothers want to play football in the park. "Be home before dark," said Mama. "The park is not safe at night." Jaden and the boys ran to the park. It began getting dark. Jaden wanted to go home, but his brothers did not. Jaden did not want Mama to be mad because he was afraid to go home by himself. Jaden had an idea. He caught the ball and ran fast. "Come back," the boys called, but Jaden ran home. His brothers ran behind him. "Good, it is not dark," said Mama. "Eat some hot apple pie and ice cream." The boys were happy. Mama was happy that the boys were safe. George Washington Carver was a smart black man. He helped farmers with a big problem. A long time ago, the farmers needed food and did not know what to plant. They were hungry. The farmers needed to grow good food to eat. They needed to grow food to sell to. George told them to plant peanuts. Farmers could eat peanuts. He thought of a way to cook with peanuts. Farmers also use the peanut plants to make things. George thought of a lot of things that peanuts could make. From peanuts, he made paint and makeup. Many people think George Washington Carver made peanut butter. This is not true. George was smart and he helped people. John was walking through the woods. The sky was very gray. His coat was warm, but his hands were cold. He walked on a path and looked at birds. The birds were flying south. The leaves on the trees were brown. They fell to the ground near him. John called out, "Come here, puppy." Puppy was a dog. Puppy ran and ran when he went into the woods. He did not want to come back to John. John yelled, "Puppy, come here now." Puppy ran to John and licked his hand. John said, "Good boy, good boy. You must come to me when I call." Puppy ran off down the trail. Puppy saw a black and white animal on the path. Puppy looked at the animal and wanted to be friends, but the animal did not want to be friends. Puppy did not know the animal was a skunk. John walked down the path. He saw his dog and the skunk. The skunk turned and lifted his tail towards Puppy. John said, "Puppy, come here," but Puppy did not want to come. The skunk made Puppy smell very bad. The smell was so bad that Puppy ran away. Puppy ran to John. "You must come to me when I call," said John. Puppy always comes to John now.
Nice work. Which story was your favorite?
The one with George Washington Carver.
Cool. All right, hit a button for me. Nice. All right, for these ones, I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you would do it.
Brushing their teeth, and I'll brush my teeth really fast.
What are the steps to brushing your teeth?
Get toothpaste, get a toothbrush, put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, and then put water and then brush your teeth.
How long?
A minute.
All right.
Wash your hands. Put soap on your hands, rub them together, turn the water on, rub your hands in the water for 20 seconds, and then dry your hands. Oh, tying your shoes. I know how to tie my shoes, but I don't know how to say to tie your shoes.
Just do your best.
Cross them over, make a loop, and then make another loop, and then they're basically tied. How to make cereal. Get a bowl, get cereal, get milk, get a spoon, pour the cereal in, pour the milk in, enjoy your cereal with your spoon. Getting dressed. Take your pajamas off or whatever clothes you're wearing. Put pants on, put a shirt on. You are ready. You are dressed. Now you can enjoy the rest of your day with new comfy clothes. Oh, frosting cupcakes. Take frosting. Squeeze the bag on the cupcake until it's done.
What else can you put on cupcakes?
Sprinkles! Sprinkles! Yay! Put a whole can of sprinkles on one cupcake. Mm.
What kind of cupcakes do you like?
Chocolate and vanilla frosting.
Those sound good.
Oh, what are they doing? Are they painting?
That looks right to me.
Take a paintbrush. Get a piece of paper. Get your paint and a cup of water. Put paint on something. That's not the table, or your mom will get angry.
Has that happened to you before?
No. I'm smart enough not to put paint on the table. And then...
What would you paint?
A smiley face. How to get buckled. Take your seatbelts, put it into the buckle. And then you're buckled for your car ride.
Why are you supposed to wear a seatbelt?
So you don't fall out of your car. What are they doing?
What do you think?
Feeding a bear? How to feed bears? Take a bowl of nothing and take a spoon that doesn't have... Pretend to take something from the bowl and put it in the stuffed animal bear's mouth. I don't know what happened.
Do you think she's playing dress up?
That does not look like dress up. That looks like put on every single thing in your house that looks crazy.
Do you ever do that?
No. I don't go crazy.
Are you gonna dress up for Halloween?
Yes.
What are you gonna be?
Yoda.
Cool. What made you wanna be that?
I like Yoda. how to go down a slide. Climb up the ladder on the slide. Have a friend push you down the slide to go faster. Now, you've slid down a slide. How to play soccer. Get a soccer ball. Kick it around until you make a goal.
Do you play any sports?
I like soccer and football.
How do you play football?
Take a ball and you try to make it down the field until the touchdown zone. And then you get 7 points for each. No, six. To score an extra point, you kick a field goal.
What position do you play?
Well, I don't play on a team. I just play at school.
Oh. What position do you think you would like?
In soccer, probably outfield. And in football, quarterback. Building a tower with blocks. Take blocks, stack them on top of each other. Now you've built the tower of blocks. Yay. Pushing somebody on a swing. Have the person get on the swing, and then push them, and have fun.
Do you like to swing on the swings?
Yes.
What else do you like to do at the playground?
Go down the slides, and climb back up, because I don't want to climb the ladder. So you go down, up. Are they fighting between a lollipop?
Maybe.
So, should I say how to fight between a lollipop?
Maybe they're sharing it.
How to share a lollipop? Cut it in half. That's the best solution I have. What is he doing? Oh, he's in a timeout. That's sad. Don't do bad things next time. Because timeouts, they aren't the best.
Why do you think he ended up in timeout?
For throwing a baseball and breaking his window.
Mm. All right, can you hit a buzzer for me? Perfect. We're going to look at a few more pictures. I want you to tell me what you see.
I see an astronaut, rocket ship, and stars, and meteors, and planets.
What do you think that person's doing?
Going into space and collecting things. They're playing music, one's playing drums, one's playing a violin.
What kind of music do you think they're playing?
Rock music. And that guy's gonna break the violin because he's playing it so hard. What? There's a giraffe eating a boys' lunch. And there's a big sandwich that probably took like 5 sandwiches and then stacked them on top of each other.
How do you think the giraffe ended up in there?
He's maybe at the zoo. And the giraffe is so tall that he just stretches his neck and goes, "Yay, I want your lunch. Munch, munch, munch."
Have any animals ever stolen your lunch?
No. Oh my. There's a goat princess. And there's tons of money, and he's sitting on a couch or a throne.
How do you think the goat ended up here?
Probably a kid went outside to look for the goat, but he didn't close the door. So the goat ran in and took the hat and pretends that she's the princess.
Would you have a goat for a pet?
Maybe, but I'd like a cow more than
a
goat.
Why?
I don't know. Cows are just cool. They're big. Oh, the pig got in the bathtub because he was rolling around in the mud. And there's a bathtub, a pig, a towel, a rubber duck, a bar of soap, a ship, and bubbles.
How do you think he got there?
Probably like the goat. Snuck inside, and somebody forgot to shut the door.
Do you think he started the bath all by himself?
No. It was just there.
You think the bath was for somebody else and then he got in it?
Yep. It's a kid brushing a tiger's fur. And the tiger doesn't seem to be happy about it. He doesn't look happy.
What do you think's gonna happen?
The tiger, if the kid does it, a little bit more, then he's gonna roar at the kid, and the kid's gonna go, "Ah, I want my mommy! Tiger is attacking me! No!"
Would you have a tiger as a pet?
If it was small. It's not gonna get as big as that tiger, but it's still gonna get pretty big. It's a girl at a beach, and a seagull's trying to steal her ice cream. And there's an umbrella and a bucket, and the girl's wearing sunglasses.
Have you ever been to the beach?
Yes.
What did you do at the beach?
I go really far, and then the waves just carry me backwards to shore. And the seagulls try to steal my sandwich.
Now they're kind of pesky, huh?
Yeah, they're like, "I want your food. You give me the food. I want it." No. And I'm like, the food's sandy, so I just give it to them. And then I saw a seagull bite it, and then a lot more seagulls came, and the seagull just stole the sandwich and flew away.
Oh my goodness.
Is that it?
That's it. Can you hit a button for me?